Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time 12:49, the Noon Business Hour, presented by Old Second Bank Wealth Management Group, and it is time for our Lunch Money Friday. Let's talk about things with Billy Deck, CEO and founder of Rocket Ranch Productions here in Chicago. Good to have you on the program, Billy.
Hey, thanks.
Interesting you call your company Productions as if you're in the entertainment business, but in fact, that's what the restaurant business is these days if you're going to make a big success of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a total, you know, compilation of all sorts of inputs to make an overall entertainment experience. I mean, that's what people are going out for, right? I mean, they could buy a Heineken or probably get a chicken breast or whatever at home for a lot cheaper, but they want the environment. You know, Chicago's a relationship-based city. They want the community feel. They want to be entertained all the way around.
Let me ask you a question as a restaurant goer. Why are restaurants so noisy?
You know, I think maybe that's it, what I just said. You know, it's a relationship-based city, and people are looking to buy into the community experience, and it's about interacting with people. And it's that one moment where they're not working, they're not looking at bills, they're not at home and not arguing, not, you know, in alone. They're there to converse, to see and be seen, and to talk amongst their friends and family. And you know, a lot of restaurants are designed aesthetically, not always thinking about the acoustics, and you know, it's tough to gauge sometimes, and you know, restaurants are so expensive as it is. Not many people know this, but they actually sell a lot of things to take down the noise, but it's really, really expensive, so it's an issue.
How have you seen restaurant trends changing in the last few years, Billy, as the recession hit really hard, and now we're kind of coming out of it?
Well, you know, definitely people started to stray away from the fine dining atmospheres. In Chicago, that doesn't mean staying away from quality. People still wanted the most high-end quality. They wanted to be seen and be treated well. Service levels need to be very high, but they wanted to come in comfortable. So you see a lot of places sort of change their look and feel. You see a lot more jeans, less jackets, and you see diversity on menus. Yeah, there's still some high-priced items. Like at Sundo, we'll still put some of the top sushi items and champagne and sakis on. But we also make sure, intentionally, because of what you're talking about in 2009, that someone could get in and out for a great meal if they chose to navigate the menu as such, and it didn't make them uncomfortable.
Where
you've seen a lot of that across the board now.
Where does Chicago stand in the U.S., in the world, as a restaurant city?
So a lot of people around the world don't know this, but Chicago's always had the top culinary talent. And that, in part, is not just from what we grow here internally, but it's because of, you know, the community always supporting restaurants. We're a big eating, you know, food sort of city. It helps people thrive and work those muscles to get better and better. I think, personally, with the advent of, you know, reality TV and the success of finally seeing our talent get out there, people are starting to worldwide realize that much of the talent resides here and more so are starting to take notice of what's going on with our community and our support and the demand here. And it's causing a restaurant explosion and a potential bubble to occur, which is a little scary but exciting at the same time. People are beginning to fly in, whether it's talent, chefs, designers, investors. They're all looking at Chicago right now because we're the heart of the Midwest, the heart of the country, and really pushing the type of traffic that people don't get in other parts of the world.
What's the employment situation, Billy? I mean, you get a job at McDonald's flipping burgers. Someday you might be CEO. Can people work their way up in the typical restaurant from busboy to waiter and on up into management?
I'll tell you, our newest place we just opened called I Chihuahua 2 weeks ago is a place that I bounced at for $7 an hour when I was 21. And it just shows that, you know, not that that was my direct path. I didn't always know I wanted to be a restaurateur, but it does show that it's possible to move up. And, in fact, the president of our company, Arturo Gomez, who helped put the menu there together, was actually hired as a bar back in 1998 by me. To help me as a busser bar back, and he worked his way up to assistant GM, GM, all the way up to partner and president of our entire company, over 500 employees. So it is possible. And I will also say that, and I don't know if this is a fact, but I thought I heard something like this, that the restaurant industry alone, whether direct or indirect, is responsible for 10% of the jobs or something in Chicago. So when you say employment and you talk restaurants, they're two things that really go hand in hand, and it's a great thing that it's thriving in Chicago.
Great talking with you, Billy. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
That's what I call bouncing from being a bouncer you know, to having all these restaurants. That's,
I was going to say
a great
that,
story.
I was going to say that I Chihuahua reminds me of a great joke I know about a Chihuahua, but we won't go there now.
We'll talk about that off air. Yeah. All right.